Right, we're back. I think we're here. Okay, so we were working yesterday. We were trying, I think I cut off Shamir. He's not here. Okay. I cut him off, I'm afraid. But we were saying, let me see who's waiting. I don't know how to get him in the waiting room. Admit. Okay, so we were saying we were trying to answer some of the Ksaisis kashas and the Mari Ben Lev. So we started with the last kasha, the next to last kasha, really kasha number three. So the Mari Ben, the Ksais asked the kasha and the Mari Ben Lev that what's the, really, I think we started with question number four. That's really the last question. The last question that Ksais asked Mari Ben Lev is the whole concept of Moedim B'Mixis according to him doesn't make sense. Because Pashab Shad and Moedim B'Mixis is since, and Taisa says it, that since we see that part of your Taina is true, that means it's a Taina Chashuva. And Mameda, we're nervous, maybe the entire Taina is true. And that's Guvab Shad and Raphia. Raphia wants to make a Kava Chomer to Edim. Edim also proved to us that part of your time is true. So just like when we know that part of your time is true with Aldah, you have a Shua. So Kava Chomer, if we know that part of your time is true with Edim, you also have a Shua. The Gemara Shlagap is that it could be that Aldah is a stronger fear than Edim, because ain't about Choshu Azama. So therefore, somehow we even know with the Piv, even more so than Aiden, that the first half of the Taina is true. And therefore, maybe only Aldah makes the Chiyav Shua, but not Aiden. But what's clear is what's generating the Chiyav Shua is the fact that we believe the Aldah, that there was a Hava on half. So the Kasha that the Ksais has, that according to the Ramari Ben Leif, that Shavi and Avshe works, according to the Mari Ben Lev, the Shavi Anavshi works not through Hodah, but through, not through Nemanis, but rather it works through the system of, rather work through a system of Matana. So there's no logic of by the B'mixis. By the B'mixis doesn't make sense. By the B'mixis, you're, the fact, if a person would, he said, for example, if a person would be Kaifer Hakol, and then say, but by the way, you know, since I don't want you to be angry at me, so I'll give you a Matana. So the Ksai says it's a Davar Pasha that the din would be, it would be no Chiyav by the B'mixis, because that's not a Taina Chashuva, that's not a Raya, that your Taina is a Taina Chashuva, just because you decided to give him a present. Only that you are Maida, that part of his sign is true. So if the Mari Ben Lev is right, but the reason why your Hodah works is Mitamatana, so there's no concept of Maida B'mixis. Right? That was the last kasha that the Ksais asked in Mari Ben Lev.
Rabbi, didn't we have, just on one step, didn't we say that, the way the Rabbi's saying over the Ksais kasha is a little bit more like Reglaim Wadavar?
In other words, that the way Maida B'mixis worked, I think Taisus says that since you're half the Taina is true, so it makes it into a Taina Chashuva, and therefore there's reason to suspect that the entire Taina is true. So a guy and a Dover on the full Taina, not on the half Taina, we know it's true. You're a Maida. So right. that tells us for sure it's true. That's the Pasha Pshat. I say, Gorant Iksais, works through Namanis. So we know for sure half the Taina is true. Likewise, when we have Edim, we know for sure half the Taina is true. And then there's a, once it's Reglaim the Dover, that the other half of the Taina is true. So we were Mechai B'Shvua.
I thought Rebbe the whole time didn't want to say there's a Svara going on with Taisus, Rashi, whatever it is, that there's some kind of darshan of the Krav, why the Torah at the end of the day says, Moedim is Chayiv. I don't know Reglaim the Dover. We were working in that system. We were working on a very straight, not darshan of the Krav. So whatever reason is, whether he gives him a ton or whatever he gives, that's the pasuk saying that he has to swear on the other half. It's not.
But it's one thing that we're not Dairish time in the crow when it comes to figuring out the drushes. Because we're not allowed to use time in the crow to when we make a drasha. But it's still saying that it's not it's not mistavra to make the din ma'ida b'mikses totally irrational and inconsistent, and it wouldn't apply, you know, it wouldn't make sense what Rav Chiya's limud is, because it's completely not comparing apples to oranges. And it also would not make sense that how come you're putter from Kamal Debe Mixis when you're Kaivraiko and you decide to give him a tunnel? So he says that's a Dabar Pasha, that's a halacha. That Kaivraiko with a matana is putter. So apparently.
That's a chazaka. Now we have a chazaka for, right?
I don't find out what.
That we had that was our chazaka the whole time by Kaifra call, right? So that was,
yeah, but if Maida Bemixas is only according to the Marie Belev, what really is happening is that it's the same thing as Kaifra Hakka with a matana, because that's what you're doing. So that's excises Kasha. It's the way we said yesterday, I think a relatively simple answer. It's somewhat similar to the answer at the bottom of Excise, but it's slightly different. Could be Rav Scheiberg says this answer, but we said an answer is that even the Maralek would not disagree that Maralek is at some level of Nemanis. Because that's, even if, first of all, it's a Svara. There's a, Excise himself said there's usually a Migui. And also, even without a migui, we said there's an umdina. Person is not mechayiv himself unless he really owes it. Why would a person be mechayiv himself unless he really owes it? So we said it's no worse than the chazaka, ein adam tarei apesudim afsida, which means that people don't mess themselves up. That's a chazaka in Ksuvis. So there's definitely some level of umdina. The guy comes along and says, I owe you 50, then mistam is true. So the we said the reason why the Marim Melev says his whole Torah is because he gupa feels it's one thing you have Nemanis, but how strong Nemanis? But the Nemanis should be Odos Baal and Gemeya Edim is very illogical, because the Nemanis no Migui or Umdina Chazakas in Kol Atarakuda always lose to Edim. Edim is the ultimate Birur, Trey Gemeya. Migui and Umdina is only an 80% beer. Now, then Umdinas are not necessarily foolproof. They are flukes. People do strange things. You can never say, the Raya Bruda. Right? That was Rashiva's Oshmuz, and even Hiimo. Shlomo Melech, based on his Chachma, he said Hiimo. He wasn't able to say for sure it's true. Rashiva Shmuz, those who remember, Rashiva said, Shlomo Kanata said Hiimo. Because he can't say for sure, it's only an umdina. Umdina is not conclusive. It was a Basco that came out and said he emo. Or it says he wasn't allowed to say it because he didn't really know. So the umdinas are never conclusive. While Edim is 100%. That's the halacha xeris because of Edim. So to say that this umdina beats Edim is very, very strange. So the say that that we said is a problem of the Marie Ben Leif. He wasn't ready to say like the Xais, that it's Xeris because of the unanimity didn't aid this, because he felt that's bizarre. Usually, whenever you're a Karev, you're puzzled for Aedis, and here there's Xeris because of that you're Nemen for Aedis, and you're even better than Aedis. It's like as far as Hafuchas. Karev only makes you pasul Aedis. And here, according to the Xais, this din Karev, this particular type of Karev, instead of pasuling you, makes you into a super Aedis. So he's not ready to accept that. He's not ready to accept that Tam the Umdina is better than Aedis. But Avada, he agrees that there is an Umdina. You can't deny that there's an Umdina. It's Pashut. Common sense that there's some Umdina.
Rabbi, explain by Eidach and then Bisturim why we don't say Karev over there.
Eidach and Bisturim is not a din Aedis.
I'm saying, why isn't that Karev?
What? No psul Karev when you're not working with Hilchus Aedis. Karev is only psul and Hilchus Aedis.
I'm saying he's negative with himself.
Eidach is not a din Aedis. It doesn't have to be in Bezdin. It doesn't have to be in Bezdin. Two Aedim have to be in Bezdin. But one Aed doesn't have to be in Bezdin. two Adam don't have to be, can't be a woman. One Adam can be a woman. There's no, two them Adams, it's not a din, of, it's a different din.
Is it Nogaya Bedover?
Yeah, but that's not what, there's no, that's not a psul Adam, it's not Adam. But we're talking about them give you the din of two. Here, those bound in Gemeya Adami. So that got the power of Adam. Eirachah doesn't have the power of Adam. It just has some form of Nemanis. Like Eirachah could be loses to Chazakah, could be, I know Eirachah is a minimal amount of Nemanis. Nemanis, okay. Okay, anyway, so getting back again. So the Xayz's kasha was, then how does Moedim and Mixes work? So we said, Pashit. We said, we don't hear the Xayz's kasha, because even the Marib and Leiv would agree that Moedim and Mixes has a certain degree of Nemanis. So it's a taina chashuva based on that certain amount of nemanis. You have you did a ma'idim and mixes. So daumine the matana, but this time there's a certain amount of raya of hochacha, whether it's migui or an umdina, that what you that the whole does true. So now we have a, let's say, a 75% proof that you owe half the money. So therefore it's a taina chashuva and it's reclined it over. That you owe the rest of the money. Rav Chiya has a valid gav chaimer. Madach, if the proof on the mixes generated by the hodah is mechayev shvua, because it becomes a taina chashuva. So surely, if we have a stronger proof on the mixes from Adam, that should surely generate a shvua. Right. That's what we said to answer the Xais's last kasha. Right. I think it sounds very simple, Pashtus. We'll see, we got stuck in the next step. But in the first step, it sounds very simple that there is a certain, even the Marim Ben Leiv would not argue that there's no halchacha. Not me din nemanis, we didn't, there's a raya that you're telling that it's true. And therefore it generates a chiyah ma'idim and mixes. Yeah. Is that okay? What?
Except that then why doesn't the Ksos ask on the original step, like we talked about yesterday, as far as he could ask on him right away, instead of going on a Chash HaZama, he could ask him the beginning of the use of
Zaman. Right. You can listen to the video. Just put the thing over there and just hold to him, okay?
Right, so you're jumping. You're right. So we asked yesterday Akash on this, that if this is the case, so how did the Gemara shlug up Rav Chiya's Kav HaChomer? Rav Chiya Lechare made a very nice Kav HaChomer. That Hodah is that the Nemanis of Hodah is weaker than the Nemanis of Adam, because Adam is better. So the Gemara shlugged up. The Gemara says a piv. So what's the Gemara's kasha? I could tell you that Hadar's bounding me Adim is because of Matana. So it could be that Dine the Matana Mehacha, maybe Piv cannot be Mechayev money. We have the Gemara brings it, says, how come the Gemara says a Piv ain't a Mechayev Maman? Well, those bounding me Adim Dami. But that's mitam matana, and the whole size timing, and we're saying that the Marib and Eiv would agree to the size matana has nothing to do with made the mixes. You don't put the mix for the matana shabbat. Now, as it comes out, when you're doing a made the mixes, you're simultaneously doing two separate things. You're simultaneously making a mixes hodah, and you're a mixes raya that you. Not hold on. Mixes raya that you owe the money, and you're also creating a matana. So the din ma'idim and mixes is not stemming from the din matana. That's what the excise says clearly. But the din ma'idim stemming is raya. So for that we have a good kavachimer. If that mixes raya makes a shua, the shorty aidim makes a shua because piv is not mechayv mamin. You're mechayv mamin. That's not ours. The mixes raya, that's ours, the matana.
But even
that's
if I'm doing it as matana, isn't that a pircha? that he's able to do a matana. Well, Adam can.
I don't know if that's a pircha. It would sound from the excise that that would not be considered a pircha. Because this is what Dr. Guante was asking yesterday. You know, the excise seems to assume that it's not a pircha because the excise felt that Eina Bakoshev Azama, according to the Marie Ben Lev, is not a pircha. We weren't sure about it. But, we don't necessarily know our hilchas yud gimel midas. That's part of the problem. But it would sound the way the excise apparently holds that if something is not nogei, you know, the excise said enel ba'kosha azama according to Marie Ben Lev is not a pircha. So if according to the excise and enel ba'kosha azama is not a pircha, then the fact that you're chayav mamin because of matana is also not a pircha,
No, it's not the same. The fact that I'm able to give myself money via matana, those would have strength, yeah, that you do not have.
Not a strength of that much, of strength else. It's a completely different strength.
There's two ways to give money. No, so what's the difference?
Different. One is a beer and one is a matana.
But the reason it's only relevant when they're going up against each other. When you have a steer between the manas versus matana, then we say, what's going on here? And we see that they're not contradicting each other. But you just have one by itself, right? Individually, each is
okay. Okay. I have to admit, I do not know.
It doesn't work the opposite way. I was trying to say it can't be Chayav Mamon.
No, the Gemara is trying to say, Gemara is asking a Shrav Chiyas Kav HaChaymer.
Gemara is saying
that Piv is also Chayav Mamon. So we're asking a Kasha on the Gemara according to the Marie Ben Leif, Piv is Chayav Mamon through the system of Matana. So what does it have to do with anything? They're saying that for it, you can't make a kava chaymer. You want to make a kava chaymer. Adam is mechayv mamin and Piv is not mechayv mamin. It's not true. Piv is also mechayv mamin. Maybe through a different system, but it's mechayv mamin. If it's mechayv mamin, it's mechayv mamin. And Mimele, that's what the guys are saying. Okay, I hear. I do not know. You know, this is very.
Why can't the Gemara be
an oxymoron? Matana and chiv, it can't work. The word matana and the word chiv don't go together.
No, but at that stage, we want to say it doesn't have to be the same. We just want to say that there's a pircha. You have certain strength. True that it's not neimanus, but you have a certain strength that.
Why can't the Gemara be asking cases where matana
can't be the word chiv?
I can't hear you.
Why can't the Gemara be asking from cases where matana doesn't work? So there's
no can't be in a case of Matana don't work. Because if it's a case of Matana don't work, you're going to kill the Marie Ben Lev. Marie Ben Lev has to make Matana in every single case. Because if there's a case Matana doesn't work, then you slugged up Marie Ben Lev. Because we know those Baalden works in every case. We're not going to make a nafkamina la locha between the Chais and the Marie Ben Lev when those Baalden works. So we know those Baalden works in every case. So although Baalden works in every case, so probably the system of Matan also works in every case. So I hear the guy's answer. The guy they're answering is that the Maisa, Rav Chiya wants to make a Kavah Chomer. So they're saying that it's not a Kavah Chomer because the Maisa, Minagirin and Minayakev, right? That's the expression, whatever it is. Piv is also Mechayv O'Mamin, even though it's Mechayv O'Mamin through a different system, but Piv is Mechayv O'Mamin, and therefore, don't bother me. Maybe the guys are right. Let me try and go for it. I would think a different answer, which maybe is just, you know, might just give us room because we want to go further, is that how do we know? In other words, Rav Chiya is making a Kal V'Chomer. The burden of proof is on him. Before we have the Kal V'Chomer, all we saw in the Tzara is that Piv is Mechayvo, Ashrua, Maida, Bemixis. Edim is not mechayiv shua ma'edim b'mixes, which would seem to indicate that piv has more power of being mechayiv, even as biver, than edim. So now you have a so now comes in Rav Chiya and makes a kal v'chomer. No, since we know that edim have a stronger power, so if edim give me mechayiv, so for sure piv can be mechayiv. If piv can be mechayiv, so for sure edim can be mechayiv. What's your raya? Because piv isn't mechayiv mamin and edim aren't. So who told you that piv's not mechayiv mamin? Well, the Mari Ben Leif said that it's working through nemanis. Maybe that's only, I'm working through matan. Maybe that's only in the case where you're fighting edim. What happens when you're not fighting? We said that there's a weak umdina. Maybe that weak umdina is strong enough to mechayiv mamin too. Once you admit that piv makes a certain amount of umnina, which causes reglaim the davar to make a chiyah moida b'mixis, maybe that umnina could have been mechayiv mamin also.
Well, we see it's not. It's only mechayiv shvua.
No, how do you know? Where did you see it's not? Mechayiv on the 500, on the mixis.
Yes.
Mixis he pays. So we don't know. So there's the Mari Ben Leiv, again, Mari Ben Leiv is bothered. How is it that you're neman against Eidim? So for that, he says, you have to say that it's working through Matana. But if we will say that if you're neman without Eidim, not against Eidim, Efsher, I don't say necessarily, but Efsher, you wouldn't need Matana. So where, what right does Rav Chiya have to make a Kal V'Chomer? Rav Chiya makes a kavachaymer, madach, which is mechayvo mamin. Sorry, madach edim, which is not mechayvo mamin. It's mechayvo shua, which is mechayvo mamin. Sure, it's mechayvo shua. Who told you, Rav Chiya, that piv is not mechayvo mamin? You have no, there's no, you don't know that.
Why would you say,
maybe that umdina is mechayvo mamin also.
Why would you express that as, it does bother me edim though?
Well, they're the same because we see it at a maisa, halacha and a maisa.
We know it's an umdina. Doesn't...
No, we don't, but we don't know that umdina makes you pay. But he's saying, listen, the din is of those bound in Gemeya Eidim, and you have to pay. So, mehei chitesi, that you're paying you're paying for the matana, maybe you're paying for the umdina. In other words, when the Gemara asks, "Oh, those bound in Gemara Eidim," even though they're bringing the Brisa and it's better than Eidim, but the Gemara's Kasha had nothing to do with the fact that it's better than Eidim, right? That wasn't even what we were bothered by, because if they want you to say it's better than Eidim, so then all the different answers, you know, the Gemara would have been a tremendous, that's miracle, which slugged everything up. The Gemara was only focusing on that we see from Odoz Bound and Gemeya Edim that it's Mechayev Mamin. So we don't know why it's Mechayev Mamin. Maybe it's Mechayev Mamin because of the Umdina too. Could be two reasons why it's Mechayev Mamin. Not necessarily have to be only one reason that's Mechayev Mamin. So the Gemara's Kasha could be, what right do you have, Rav Chiya, to make a Kal V'Chomer? Piv is not Mechai Mamin, yet Mechai Shua, Eidim, which is Mechai Mamin. Who told you that Piv is not Mechai Mamin?
It's a Karev.
But we said there's an Umnina. We're saying that in order to answer the Christ's Kasha of Mother Ben Mixes, we said even though he's a Karev and it's not working, he didn't Eidis, but Umnina, there's no Psul Karev on Umnina. There's an Umnina. The Umnina is either the Umnina of Migui, but the umdina is that a person once hurt himself. So there's an umdina. Now, is that umdina strong enough to be maitzi mamin? I don't know. It's a migui. There's a whole tumma. It's a migui la haitzi. I'm reading it. Oh, I'm reading it. I claim this is better than a migui. This is an umdina that a person doesn't hurt himself. So we have no way of knowing whether that umdina can be mechai mamin. So if there's no way of knowing, because the Maisa, there's a Chiyav Mamin. In other words, when you make a Ma'idah B'mixas, according to Mari Ben Leiv, what we're saying is you're doing two things. You're making an Umdina, which is what's generating the Chiyav Ma'idah B'mixas, the Shua, and you're making a Matana. Now, that with dominated the matana, how strong would that umnina have been? Would that umnina have been able to mechayiv you mamin? We have no way of knowing. It wouldn't have been able to mechayiv you mamin against Edim, okay? Because umninas never work against Edim, but it could be. It's shayach that it could be mechayiv you mamin against nothing. So the Gemara's question could have been that you have no right. You can't make your kavachomer because your kavachomer is that Edim is mechayiv o mamin and Piz not mechayiv o mamin. Who says Edim is not mechayiv o mamin? Maybe Piv is mechayiv o mamin. You know,
So according to what Rebbe is saying, in a mode, in a case of mode miktas, or even for that matter, a person is mowed down the whole thing. At the end of the day, why is it chayiv? Because the other guy he had a tvi on him, or because he was mowed there?
It could be that he's chayiv. You know, and there's no Edim against him. So then it could be that he's Naman without Dominei Matana. Could be he's Naman because he's an Umdina. We don't know.
Which comes out to be that it's his Hodah, that he's behind himself the whole thing.
Yeah, but not as Nemanis. Nemanis means we didn't aid this. The term that they're using in the Sugya, Nemanis, means that it's a din aid this. Umdina is not me din aid.
Why isn't he
Kameya Aidim? No, the Kameya Aidim, that has to be Matana. Because that's already that it's better than Edim, than two Edim. That's ain't about Koshav Hazama. So that's already the only mitam matana, right? But this maybe could be explained a little bit what Benjamin Simon was asking and why is he still here? He left us.
He's there.
Oh, he is there. I'm sorry. I see you. Yeah, but where's your fancy background? All right. So this can maybe explain why the Excise didn't ask this question. Because the Excise only asked the Kasha on the Marie Ben Leif from Eina Bakosha Bazoma. The Excise didn't ask on Marie Ben Leif, how do you explain the Gemara's Kasha of Mada Bishakane? That Pivis Mechayiv Omamin. So I know, Sandik, you were saying because they're different. I agree. Your answer might answer that too. But this would also answer it because the Excise understands that the part that I would say is the fact that even the Marim Ben Leif could agree that the Chi of Mamin is stemming from the Din Hodah. So the Gemara has a valid shlug up the Rafiyah's Kavachomer. When the Gemara shlugs it up in Achashav Azama, Ein of Achashav Azama, and that only we know for sure that's mitam the matana, because that can't be Asi Umdina, because Umdina always is Achashav Azama. Umdina is always in Achashav Azama. So the din that Ein of Achashav Azama, that's because of matana. So that already the Ksais has a problem on the Marie Ben Leif. That you can't ask Ein Bakosha Razama because that's because of the special Din Matana. There's no Shaykhis to us. But the Gemara before that you're Chayiv that it's Mechayiv Omamin, there's no indication that that's only because of Matana.
But also,
it would also deal
nicely with the point we had last week, which is where are we coming all of a sudden? With Ahmad, bring it up originally.
Right. Now there's the original cash. The fact that Hodos bowed and beats Adim is because that's a different track. But we don't, we have a problem with Reben A. So what is Igmara asking? Yes. Okay. Anyway, but so that's what I would have said, the question of yesterday. That there's that the burden. Rav Chiya is making a Kaal V'Chomer, the burden of proof is on him. When we ask a Pircha, Pirchas are only maybes, but they succeed in slugging up a Kaal V'Chomer, because the burden of proof is on you, so we slug up a Kaal V'Chomer with a maybe.
All that does is answers so, question number four. It doesn't help one, two, or three then, right?
Okay, so with that,
I have a suggestion. Maybe the only way Matana works is if you have that in the mind.
If you have what?
If you have the basic namanas of umdana. Without the umdana, maybe there's no matana. We wouldn't say matana.
Yeah, so how's that going to help us?
How's it going to help? I think it helps.
Well, which question?
The question we were just discussing.
Thinking that, but I don't know which, because I was definitely thinking that, because it's I think that helped for question number one and two, probably.
Doesn't help for this, for the question from the Gemara thing.
It would help for maybe question one and two. In other words, I don't know if we want to go out of order, but in other words, the question, let's say question two, not one. The question one's a little harder. The question two was that in order for Matana to work, you need Atem Eidai. And here, we don't have Atem Eidai. So we said this structure yesterday. I remember, because Binyamin is such a thing as an airplane that's flying off another airplane, right? So we said that maybe the reason why here, normally Matana needs Atem Eidai, because you need to get started. But here, where you have this, like you're saying, because you already have the mnemonis of the umnina.
I guess the answer, better explain the lashon of those balvin to make them, because.
Okay, but let me just finish this thought, because it's a nice thought. In other words, question number two. Question number two was at the Ksais Asikasha that you need Atem A, in order if you want to work out Smatana, you need Atem A die. So you're saying that, why do you need Atem Eidai? So I think people say you need Atem Eidai to show that you really mean it. Otherwise, you really mean Matana. Atem Eidai is not part of the Kenyan. The Kenyan is the Dibur, the Hodah, the Kenyan of Daisa or something like that. But the Atem Eidai is just a simon that the guy really means it. But maybe that's a new case where the dibur has no power except for Matana. So then there's a question, who says this guy means it? But here, the dibur, even Dalminei Matana, the dibur has a power to be Mechayev you as Umdana. So you're making, this is a serious dibur here. When you said that I owe you 50, forget about the Matana. That's a serious statement. You're creating an umdana.
What if they're eight in there already?
So what if they're eight against it's them? Much more, we automatically assume that he wants to make a Matana. You know, obviously the guy's not playing games. You know, the guy's not playing. This is not a joking matter. You can't tell me he was joking. He created an umdana. So you don't need Atem Eidai.
So doesn't this help with the step of the Gemara of when they ask who's the Nadas Balvin Kamei Eden Dami? You know, the step of the Gemara says Nadas Balvin Kamei Eden Dami. So if Matana relies on Umdana, then that answers the question, because it's all one thing. The whole idea of Matana is all Umdana.
Okay.
It's only based on
Umdana. That's also true. There'll be another advantage, what you're saying. Okay. In other words, what we're trying to say is really, so we're trying to answer, we're still going to get all the questions, but we're trying to answer some of the questions. We're trying to see two out of four is not bad. So we're trying to say that the Mariban Leif agrees that there is a certain amount of a umdina. That umdina, maybe it's not mochloch, but it might even be strong enough to generate a chiyuv mamon called on that you're not fighting edim, and therefore the Gemara had a right to ask the kasha umad a piv mechayv piv ena mechayv mamon although not the edim dummy, because it's very bad. If it's said a chaim goren, then it's almost maybe even more than maybe, and likewise that chiyuv mamon is what jump starts the matana, because it's what tells us that the guy was serious. Without the fee of mammon, he could always say mishatani because there's no edim. He didn't send out the edim. So the fee of mammon is what substitutes.
You say because it was in front of Bezdin? Because it was in front of Bezdin?
Oh, not because in front of Bezdin. We're saying that if it's even if in front of Bezdin, we're assuming the Ksai said right the keys. So the Ksai says that when you give a matana, when you say I owe you money, even if you say it in front, and I say I want to give you a matana, and you say it in front of Bezdin, because that's what we're talking about. It doesn't work unless there's atame edai. That's excise's gears. Now I see in the footnotes in the excise, he says that pekias is debatable. It's a machlokes mishainim, but they say it's a Rambam shita. Then I don't know. There seems to be a debate, but there's definitely mishainim that say that, and that seems to be clearly what the excise is asking. Excise is asking because we're talking about those mountain investing, and the excise is saying, but you need atame edai. So that means excise is assuming that the Bikias is that even if you say a line, I want to give you a matana, so I hereby mechayev myself to give you $50. You say it in Bezin, if you didn't say atem edai, it doesn't work. That's excise's Bikias. We're not going to start up, hopefully, with excise's Bikias. So the Ksais asks, so here, according to you, Mari Ben Eiv, why should this work as matana? You didn't say Atam Eidai. So Chaim Gordon is saying, and I get the credit because I said it too. I said not in here, I said it in share today, that there are certain things, the Atam Eidai is not an Iker Chedek of the Kenyan. The Atam Eidai is only serving a side point. They're serving a point to go ahead and mar that. And therefore, it's not so hard to hear that you have something, you can substitute something after the, which gives you Gemara Das, which we'll say is the fact that Hodos Baldin works, creates an Amonis, creates a Raya, it substitutes for the Atam Eidai. There's a mushroom I gave in share is, I don't know if it's not a very good mushroom, but it's a game I have. If I want to cook a roast, so I look up in the Geisha cookbook, and it says, put butter in the pan. Now, what do you mean put butter? The butter doesn't really, the roast shouldn't burn. So I go ahead. I don't need the butter doesn't really do anything for the taste. It's just to keep it from burning. So instead of butter, I put in a margarine. So there's no problem because the butter is not the ikker of the roast. The butter, I mean, maybe it is, but assuming it's not. The butter is just there to stop it from burning. So if I go ahead and I put margarine or something else, which also stops it from burning, it's the same thing. But you can't say I'm going to substitute for the roast cauliflower.
Maybe I'll give you a real one. Applesauce is used by the health people use applesauce instead of oil and ingredients for baking. Right. They use applesauce.
Okay, but instead of butter, I'm going to use applesauce. But you can't use applesauce instead of the meat. So the question is, what is the ikker here? So the chayra, the ikker is not the edim. That's the shadi. Even though the Ksai's sign is you need Atam Eidai, the Atam Eidai is not the Iker that makes the Matana. The Atam Eidai is just a trivial side thing because otherwise we don't know the guy at Gemara Das. So there are other ways of proving Gemara Das.
Isn't the fact that by Hodah he's answering to Taina versus by Atam Eidai? I'm not arguing, I'm saying. I'm going along with Rebbe. I'm just saying, by over the Atam Eidai, he's locking himself in. If nobody's tining anything, so he needs Aiden to lock himself in. For whatever reason, he's locking himself in. But by Haidah, it's much easier. You don't need the Atam Eidai, especially if Haidah's built, because he's moided. That's good what the word moided means. He's moided to somebody else's tina. So that is the Atam Eidai.
Haidah's bound and command Aiden, dummy, would be, even if there is no tina. in our case, there's a kind of because well, the mixes. But Hodos Ba'adin doesn't have to be only with a taina. I can walk into Bezdin myself and say, you know, I want to make Hodos Ba'adin. Yanko's father, Yanko doesn't even know about it. Yanko was a Yosem, but his father lent me $50. I'm making Hodos Ba'adin. That would also work.
That's called Hodos.
There's no taina there. But I'm saying.
But over there, do we need that to make dai?
So I'm saying you don't. And then you don't need Atamei. Yes, for sure you don't. That's what excites us, Kasha. Maidet Hodos Ba'adin doesn't need Atamei. Only Matana needs Atamei.
So this is Rabbi, this is based on Kasha. This is based
that
on the answer we gave for number
Kasha and the Marie Ben Leif. So our answer is that since Hodos Ba'adin has a mixes beer, so you can say that I was joking. If you come in and you say, I'm giving you a gift, that those words are not, they're meaningless. You know, I'm not saying I owe you money, so I'm going to give you a gift. So I can say, well, I didn't, you know, you're going to get a gift.
How's Rebbe's case not a gift? How's Rebbe's case not a gift?
What?
Rebbe said that without a taina, it can still be a hida, but not a gift, even in the Ketzeis world. I don't understand.
Not in the Ketzeis world. I mean, the
Marie Ben Leif. Understanding, if somebody walks
we're
in.
We're saying like this, we're saying Marie Ben Leif, our Yisai that we said yesterday is that even the Marie Ben Leif agrees that there's a certain amount of a hochacha, not necessarily working, we're a beer, not necessarily, so that besides Dao Minei, the Din Matana, there's something else also. Now, even though he doesn't hold this, it didn't aid us of Nemanis, but there's an Umdina. So there is something else. And that's how we answer the Moedim B'mixes Kasha, because there's something else here that's creating Nemanis, creating a beer, not a must, creating a beer. And maybe that is even strong enough, we said to Mechayiv Yumamin, and that could be shot in the Gemara, that Piv is Mechayiv Yumamin. Because we don't know how strong that beer is. It could be that beer stronger than Chayv Yumamin. It's not strong enough against Edim, but it could be his Chayv Yumamin again when there's no Edim. So our big Chiddush in the Sugya is, Chiddush number one in the Sugya is, that the Marie Ben Leif also agrees that there is some beer here. It's just he feels that beer is some kind of logical beer. And it definitely would lose to Edim. So now what we're saying, to answer Kasha number two, is that once there's a beer, so that jumpstarts the matana, because it resolves the problem that who says you're serious? Well, if you weren't serious, you wouldn't be creating a beer against you.
That's all I'm saying, when there's a taina, it shows it's serious.
To show sincerity. So it could vary. Well, since the Atem Edai is not really an essential ingredient for a matana, the pashas, Atem Edai is not the kinyan. Pashas Atem Edai is only a demonstration of sincerity. So if Atem Edai is only a demonstration of sincerity, so when you say, when you go ahead and you say that whatever you're saying, you know, you make an umdina, that also shows sincerity. So you it makes very logical sense that you wouldn't need atamedai.
I mean, both the answers for number two and number four are basically saying the Ketzais didn't grip the Marie Ben Leif properly, and really the Marie Ben Leif, he really partially agrees with the Ketzais.
So no, we're not saying he partially agrees with the Ketzais. It's not exactly, because the Ketzais is working out Nemanis Mikoyach Din Edis. We're saying that the Marie Ben Leif holds that Midin Edis is Zilch Nemanis. But there's
so what
other
is it?
Nemanis. There's other Nemanis besides Edis. The Ketzais himself quoted the possibility of Migoy. So there could be other possibilities that are now. The Ksais's big chiddush is that it's a din edis, which is very radical, because you're not an, you know, in Kol HaTorah Kula, Karav is possible to Angus. But to say that it's working as umdina is not radical at all. It's very mistavra. Why shouldn't there be an umdina? There's no lot, there's no chiddush. At Pashas, we would say that the Marib and Leib knew that even in his Avamina. It's not a chiddush that it's working out to me in umdina. It's possible it works out umdina.
I'm just asking, why isn't that umdina as strong? Why isn't it umdina? When there's a taina, when there is a taina, why isn't that umdina as strong as Atam Edai? That's all I'm trying to ask that question. If there's a taina,
even without a taina, it's as strong as it substitutes for Atam Edai. Then works without a taina.
But the Rebbe,
when there's a taina,
Rebbe gave the example of Yasaim or whatever the case is, of Benoi, whatever that's Matana Batsim. That's Matana.
No, but there you don't need Atam Edai. So how can you have a kasha on the Mari Ben Leif? How does it work without Atam Edai? So according to the size, it works because of Nehmanis, because you're an aid. According to Mari Ben Leif, that it works out Matana. How does no Atam Edai? That was excises kasha. So we're answering the kasha because the only reason why you need Atam Edai is because it's to prove that you're sincere, that you're motivated. You're not playing games and you're not joking. And once you're creating an umdina, even if the umdina is not so strong, but you wouldn't create an umdina against yourself for a joke. Certain things people don't do for a joke. You know, if I tease you and it doesn't cost me any money, I would do that for a joke. You say, hey, you want me to marry you? I fooled you. You want a present? I'll give you a present. Okay, I fooled you. I didn't mean I'm giving you a present. But if I'm creating an umdina, especially according to what Chaim Gordon claimed, that you could go to the bank and maybe even collect money with that umdina. For all we know, I don't know if that was Chaim Gordon. That was maybe me. Yes, everything on him. You could go to the bank, it's possible that umdina is strong enough that you could collect money based on that. So obviously the guy is sincere. So Mimeda, okay, so even though now the umdina is not going to work because there's eidim against it. But he meant matana. You don't create umdinas relying on the fact that there'll be eidim against it. Let's say I knew there was eidim against it, but you got to be an idiot. You created an umdina. And then they go, well, I don't have to worry about the umdina because Adim is going to shrug it up. And what happens if the Adim get passed or if there's some reason the Adim don't come through or the peasant don't accept the Adim? Then you're going to be obligated to pay out the umdina. So the fact that you knowingly made an umdina is an indication that you have Gemar Das. So you don't need Adam Adai to prove that you have Gemar Das. That's what we're saying. So the question number two is very good. That there's a substitution for Atam Edai.
Why do you need Atam Edai altogether?
When you're not doing a Hodas Baldin, when you just walk in and say, I'm making a Matana, that's excises Bekiyas. I walk into Bezin and I say, Bezin, I want this guy's my best friend. I want to give him a matana. I don't owe him a red penny, but you know what? He was my worker in my business. I have so much I caress him. I want a matana. So the Ksai says, based on Bekiyas, that only works if you have Adam. No, if you don't, if you said Atam Edai, doesn't assume that you're just doing that as a joke. You're pulling the guy's leg. You're just trying to fool him. You don't really mean it. There's no teeth. Nothing's holding you to this thing that you're going to give him a matana. There's no maisa kinyan. It's just a deeper bi'alma. Maybe if you would have done a maisa kinyan, we wouldn't need Atam Edai. But we're talking with a deeper bi'alma, a kinyan maisa. So there's no reason to assume that you mean it without Atam Edai. But that's because you're not making hodah, and therefore there's no umdina against you. But in a situation where you're making a hodah, and there is therefore an umdina against you, So then it's Mistavra, we're saying, like it's very, very logical that you don't need Atemedai, because we know you're sincere. No normal person would create an umdina against him without being sincere.
What's question number one? What are we doing? I lost Cheshbon. What's question number one?
Okay, so that's good, but let's summarize. So there were four kashas that Chais had. I think we answered two, and two we didn't get to. Question number one is, in the case of Lahadab, Hadab is a Hoyat Varmei Oidam, but just the abbreviation, Hadab, that the guy, the Malvik comes in and says, I lent you $100 and you owe it to me, you never paid. The guy says, Lahadab, meaning I never borrowed. And now Adam come in and testify he borrowed, but he paid. So the halacha is, ka'omer lo davisi, ka'omer lo parati. So there was a hodos baldin that he didn't pay. So midin, hodos baldin, gemeya edim, he has to pay. So even though the edim testified that he paid, since hodos baldin beats edim, he has to pay again. So according to the Mari ben Leib, when you work against edim, you can only work against edim if you're working through a system of matana. Right, because he says that he can't hear the ksais that Nemanis would work against Edim. And obviously, Umdinas can never work against Edim, because every Umdina on the Nisan loses to Edim. So that's where the Marib and Leib came along and said,
and then we have the same problem. So same problem by Achashar Zama, right?
The Kodjah says for the ksais that Matana needs Ratzin. Prison Matana in my marshal of my baking meat. The Ratzin is like the meat. You can't say it. There's a substitute for Ratzin. Ratzin, the essence of Matana is the Ratzin to give a Matana. That's the Iker. The Edim is not the Iker that makes the Kinyan Matana. But the Ratzin is an Iker ingredient. Obviously, there's no Kinyan Matana unless you have Ratzin the Hakness. So in this case, where your purpose was to say, I never borrowed. Obviously, why are you saying you never borrowed? Because you don't want to pay anything. You think that if I admit that I borrowed and I paid, you know, I'll be an open in trouble. So you think it's better I'd say I never borrowed. But your purpose is to make yourself totally putter. So you can't say that the person had an agenda to give him a ton of. Can't say that. So if you can't say that at the agenda to give him a tana, so the home Mari ben Lei doesn't make sense. That's Excise's first kasha. That sounds like the really, really strong kasha.
And Achashar Zama is the same type of question. Achashar Zama is really
let me get one at a time.
What's the kasha portion of what's the problem? Why is it slug up the whole matana part?
Because you can only have a matana if there's Ratzin. Ratana works. There has to be Ratzin to be Makna Matana. You don't, the person is not claiming about Korcho. Only get a Matana is Ratzin. So the whole, according to Mari ben Leib, the site of Odas Baldin is only when there's Ratzin. But in this case, where the guy came in and said, Hadam, I never borrowed, he doesn't have Ratzin to give a Matana. His Ratzin is to become scot-free. His Ratzin is to become Potter. His Ratzin is to become Chayiv. It just backfired on him because he didn't know that there would be Adam that would say that there was a loan. So he made a stupid mistake. But obviously his Ratzin is not to give a Matana. So the whole, this is a very, very strong kasha. But the whole guy, the whole Yisrael of Ibn Leib is Matana. But there's obviously no Ratzin for Matana. When you don't say, when you say Lahadam. And I don't think you can give this type of structure that I was saying with the Adim. So we'll make a substitution. And instead of, we'll say that in this case, you don't need Ratzin because Ratzin is it. Ratzin is what makes Matana. Ratzin is the Iker ingredient. There is no Maisi Kinyan here. According to Reb Leib, this is a Kinyan Matana without a Maisi Kinyan. So what makes the Chalai Kinyan? The only thing there is Ratzin. So there's no Matana, it's still Tana, that's absurd. The whole nice opinion of Matana, the Ratzon.
From the case.
In case, there is no Ratzon. So where in the world is
what's
Matana?
What's the big problem could say?
If you have them on us on that, the quarantine excise is very good. You said two statements. One statement you have them on us on, one statement you don't have them on us on. But in the Ramari Ben Leif, that you're working out Matana, how in the world is the Chayach Matana by the Omer Lo Lavisi Gomer Lo Parat? That's a very strong guy. Question number two was a question from where we made that we hopefully we answered. Question number
I didn't really know that in the first kasha that Marie Ben Leiv doesn't talk about the first kasha, right?
Lo what? Lavisi. I can't hear you.
The Marie Ben Leiv does not talk about the first kasha, right? That's the
concise. He doesn't talk about any of the kashas.
Right. So I'm just saying is over there are Edim who are making him a chiv, right? On the fact of the low parati, right?
No, but the Edim are saying that
he... They're saying it's para, but this working Edim that are taking his words. It's not an umdura, but they're
Edim
taking his words.
Before the guy. I don't know when the Edim came.
What?
The Edim don't know about this guy. The Edim came before he came. It's irrelevant. Doesn't make a difference when the Edim came.
But the Edim saying, the Edim are telling about a cheskas chiyuv. There's a cheskas chiyuv because it was for sure alone. So they created a for sure loan. What?
The Edim say he paid.
But we can't hear he paid because he said, I didn't borrow. So we can't hear.
No,
he
but
paid.
The question is, that's the Gemara says, that's contradicting Edim. And the Marie Ben Leiv says, you're only named to contradict Edim if you're using a system of Matana. Matana only makes sense when you have Ratzon to give a Matana. And there's no Ratzon here to give a Matana. It's a very, very strong kasha. I think it's a bam sheba bam.
I'm just saying maybe not because you could take half the statement of the Edim. That's all I'm saying. You could take.
I don't understand the. I don't get it.
I'm not slugging up the Edim and Ganson. I'm just saying that the Edim's cheskas chiyuv is true. Now we have to go with that. Now when I come along and I say no product like that, obviously I can't be better than Edim on that part. Right, so we definitely hear a cheskas.
Why do we listen to you? Why don't we listen to the Edim? The Edim say you are para. According to the Marie Ben Leiv, Edim have more nemanis than you because in Hilchas nemanis, Edim are better than you. The only answer is Matana, but you didn't need Matana
because I didn't remember the law in the first place.
Okay. Anyway, so that's well, go.
Rebbe, so basically, it sounds like what we're saying is that when we're not going up against Edim, we'll chip away at the Ktzais and we'll say Umdina, we'll say Raglaim Ladavar, and we'll come a little answer, and we're very happy and proud of ourselves. But it almost feels like we chipped a little way at a boulder. We still have this humongous kasha. I don't want to take away from what we accomplished, but it feels like what did we accomplish?
Okay. So can I give you a hint? I did a little research. So a lot of people say, at least Rav Scheinberg says this, and I had the same idea to make it easier. We'll have to see, is that we're not mechuyev. You know, the simple reading of the Marie Ben Leiv is that he doesn't have, he's purely logical. He says it's matana, it's purely logical as matana. But the truth is, the Ksais quotes a pasuk. The Ksais for sure is not logical, but Ksais is a very radical Xeris HaKosuk. So it's possible to say that even the Ma'ariv ben Leiv also agrees that Avada, logically, this would never make Matana. It's only a Pasuk. He also might have the Pasuk of the Rashi of Kiyuzet. The Machloikas between the Ma'ariv ben Leiv and the Ksais might only be how we touch up the Pasuk. In other words, the Ksais touches up the Pasuk, that the Pasuk is telling you that you're Naman Midin Namanis. The Ma'ariv ben Leiv might hold that that's absurd, because that's making, like we always call it, a paraduma. Here, a karev is usually not Naman, and here you're making a karev super Naman. That's not Mistavra. But it's touching up the Pasuk as Matana, and the field is not a paraduma. Now, the question is, why not? If it, in the case of Lahadam, it sounds like a paraduma to say that that's Matana. How can there be Matana without Ratzin? Okay. It's still not answering the question, but it might make it a little easier. In other words, if Lui Yitzur, we could figure out a way that in Adam there is 75% Ratzin, you know, some kind of Shvacha Ratzin. So then we could probably answer the Kasha that even though normally this Ratzin would not qualify for Ratzin, since we have a Pasuk of Kihuzeh, so the Pasuk is allowing us to get away with Matana with a weak Ratzin.
But then we don't need our answers for number two and number four.
We still need all the answers. We're just saying for question number one, it's a little bit to figure out that there's mamish Ratzin by La Adam, to me sounds impossible. I think it's mamish. I mean, I don't know, you know, I'm not the judge, but it sounds impossible.
Right, because he's saying, I owe nothing.
To figure out that there's quasi-Ratzin, weak Ratzin, I don't know. Maybe that's more possible. Now, the question will be, a weak Ratzin's not good enough. And call it Tarakuta, weak Ratzin don't do anything. So maybe that could be in conjunction with the Pasuk. Once you have a Pasuk, so you could get away with a weak Ratzin. Okay, I was just
maybe the Svara is, when somebody says Lahadam, they're trying to say that they don't say Shema, they're saying Lahadam. That means that if somebody shows me that Takada was alone, I just forgot about it, in Hanan they would want the Ratzin. He doesn't say when somebody makes a taina to him, yeah, I don't know. He's saying is Lahadam. He's saying that there's no such thing, but somebody packed his aid in that show right. Me.
I'm so sure that I never borrowed money. I just told you prove that I borrowed money, I never paid. I'm so sure that I didn't borrow money that if you prove I borrowed money, then I didn't pay.
Okay, I hear. Let me think about it. You think about it. Okay, maybe that would be that's what I was thinking of saying. Definitely easier. But okay, all right.
If we ask him, are you so sure you didn't pay that if we can prove you paid that you didn't pay, that you didn't borrow, that if we prove you borrowed that you didn't, that you were not going to claim later that you paid? He said, yeah, I'm so sure that I never borrowed that if you could prove that I borrowed, I never paid.
Okay, but that's not the case.
Rabbi, just one Masorah question. I thought we don't make the Ketzai so far away from the Ma'ariv ben Leiv that he didn't even chap that he had a Pasuk.
No, the Ketzai doesn't say that he didn't know the Ma'ariv didn't have a Pasuk.
He says, LMI, the whole parrot says it is a Pasuk. It's Mashmah.
Well, the Ma'ariv ben Leiv, he didn't say it. He didn't say it. It doesn't mean, he knew that it's passed with Ma'ariv ben Leiv also in a Pasuk, but he never said it. So he says it. Okay, I want to go. Okay, Shikayach, I do have to go. I have some kind of meeting. Hey, Shikayach, everyone.
Thank you.